Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I am calling before. We had ordered a light, and it was supposed to have been $6.95, and y'all charged my debit card $59.95 for it. And I have the order number and everything.
All right, what's the order number?
The order number is 6785-19998.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Linda Mitchie.
Spell your last name for me.
M-I-N-C-H-E-W.
1 second. Excuse me. And you said your first name is Linda?
Yes.
And you said what was the name of the product you ordered?
All right, it was a headlamp, a headlight. To go on your head. Yes, a headlamp.
Okay, yeah. So where did you get this number from? Because we don't have a headlamp for the number that you're calling.
Ma'am?
Where did you get our number from?
Off of the package that came.
Yeah, because we have different products, but I'm not showing a headlamp. That's why you're not pulling up for us.
I mean, I got it off of the label on the package.
Mm-hmm.
And also on my packing slip. Just got it.
Let's see, what's your, is this the phone number you signed it with for the headlamp?
I think it was either this phone or my cell phone. I can't remember which one. I don't remember if it was 601-745-5431 or 601-782-9372. It would have been one of the two of those numbers.
Okay. Yeah, it's not playing if either. Now, the only other thing, like I said, as I'm pulling up the options for the number you're calling, I don't see that, but the only other thing you can provide is the first six and the last four of the card they bid you on, because it's not pulling up anything for your information.
I don't know. Y'all charged $59.95 on my bank, on my debit card. You were supposed to start charge shipping, and you charged $59.95. It was supposed to have been $6.95, I think, is what it was. I know it was $6 and something. I think it was $6.95 that you were supposed to charge.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Just because they put the number there, that doesn't mean it's the correct number, because the number that you're dialing, we don't sell headlamps. That's why you're not pulling up. So you're going to have to figure out the correct number for the company that sells what you signed up for.
Well, it would be one of the other. You mean the place where their phone number or mine?
Yeah. No, the place that sent it. Yes,
okay. All right, that's 855-432-5309.
She said 5309. Let's see. We don't have that number.
Well, that's 855-432-5309. That's what's on the label.
Yeah, well, we don't have that number here. I'm not
what
sure.
You mean you don't have a number?
It's not showing for the products that we sell.
Well, I mean, it's on the package, and that's the number I called to get in touch with you.
Well, we don't have it. It's not showing. I just checked all the numbers and the products. We don't have it. So do you have an email? Do you have something else?
I do have an email.
What does it say? Does it have a number in it for you to call?
I had to check my email because I had the package here with all the information on it, and I had the shipping packing ship, too, with your phone number and everything on it.
Yeah, well, you might need to go back and check your email because the information that they're giving you is incorrect.
What do you mean it's incorrect? I'm reading it off of the statement and off the package.
Because you're calling the number. We don't have that number, and we don't sell headlamps at the number that you're calling. So that means
so
the
I've
number
been scammed,
is not correct.
I guess. So I guess I've been scammed.
I'm not going to say that, but you just don't have the right information.
Okay, well, I'm just going to turn this into the law doings because I guess I've been scammed on it, because $59.95 is a lot different than $6.95, and that's what I was supposed to be charged.
Yes, ma'am. I can
guess
understand that.
I'll just have to turn it into the lawyer or something and get it done, something done to it, because I'm...
Mm-hmm.
I don't go this route. And
yeah, you better
that
be
is not
careful.
What the, and that
so
is
what
not
it,
what and the number
what
I
it
called
it,
the number I called is the number on the package. The number you're talking to me from is on number that's on the package.
No, I'm not telling you that it's not on there, but I'm saying, but when I check the numbers that I have here, it's not listed.
Well, I mean, it's got your phone number on the
I
packaging
know.
label and on the receipt and everything.
Well, and it, like I said, we have a lots of products here, but no head lump is showing. That's
why. It says headlamp 01. Mm-hmm. Headlamp MR1 is what it was.
Do you have any other information besides that? Because that information, like I said, don't even use it, call that again. Cause,
well, I've got the packing slip, and I've got the package where you mailed it to me. And it's both. It's got that number on it that I called just then. I mean, it's got to be y'all because it's got your phone number, and it's got the address and everything.
No, if you keep calling that number, you're not going to get anything because we don't have, you know, that any headlamp with this number.
That's the number I just called.
I know, but we don't have
it. It's your number. It's your number.
Well, I'm sorry. It's definitely not showing. I don't know why. But
well, I don't know why either, but y'all need to find it. Y'all charge me for it a whole lot. You charge me like $50 too much.
No, I'm assuming you're probably just paying for the headlamp. You probably didn't read the terms and conditions.
What?
That charge you have is going to be for the headlamp.
The headlamp was supposed to have been $9.95. All I was supposed to have to pay was the shipping, $6.95. I was supposed to pay shipping, $6.95, and that was the only thing I was supposed to have to pay for that headlamp.
That's just the advertisement. After you put your payment method in, you have to scroll down and read the terms, and then it tells you it's free, but if you don't cancel it, you have to pay full price for it.
You have to pay for what?
The headlamp.
That's not what it says. I've got everything here, and it does not say that.
Do you have the terms and conditions there?
It did not have any terms and conditions.
It's not going to be. We're not going to send them to you. You have to read it on the website where you signed up.
Well, I mean, it did not say that.
No, it's not going to tell you in the advertisement. You have to read it after you sign up. So if you didn't read that, that's why you were not aware. But that's what it's going to be for. But you still need to find the right number, because like I said.
Well, anyway, I'm fixing to send it back. I want credit for it because I'm fixing to send it back to you.
Well, you'll have to find the right company for that. Like I said, we don't have the headlamp. It's just that I know what you're talking about because we sell a lot of different products. So I'm assuming that's what happened to you.
Well, it's Import Direct Gadgets. It's got this phone number that I called you on, 8865 North Avenue, Suite 27, number 102. North Huntington, Pennsylvania, 15642. And that's the number I called you at, so I'm assuming you're at that address.
No, ma'am. We don't even, the products we have don't even have an address because they're new and we just started selling them.
Well, that's the address on here, and that's the phone number that I called you on.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, see if you can check your email and see if you have anything pertaining to that, see if you can get another. Or either go on the website, go on Google, type in that headlamp, look up customer service, see if you can get a number for them.
Well, what if, I mean, you're the one that this number called to when I put that, when
if
I called
this,
the number.
If this was the number, then I would pull up an account and I could help you.
Well, I mean, that is the number, and I gave you the order number.
And I don't have it. It says we don't have any account for you. That's
so
why
y'all are just scamming people. Y'all are just scamming people.
No, we're not. You just have to find the correct number for the product that you have.
Well, I did find it.
No, this is not the number. We don't have that.
It's a headlamp 01. Headlamp MR1 is the description. And I got the order number and the date it was ordered. It's all on this information here. Would somebody be using your information?
I mean, it's a third party, so, I mean, people put down different information all the time, so that could be possible.
I mean, I just,
I mean, apparently so, because like I said, they're giving you this information and we don't have that product, so you're right. So whoever the company is that actually billed you, you're right, they put the wrong information on, because we don't have any headlamp here.
Well, I guess they're scamming y'all too, then.
You got that right, pretty much.
Because it's not, because, I mean, it's got your address and the phone number. I just called to talk to you.
I know. I wish I could help you, but like I said, they put the wrong number down. Yes, like I said, we do sell gadgets, and we do sell, you know, different gadgets. It's like the one that you order, but it's just, yeah, we don't sell the headlamp. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I ordered it from this number and this.
I know. I believe you. Look, trust me. I believe you. We get this all the time. People are getting so upset. They all say, well, this is the number. I said, look, I understand that this is the number, but we don't have it. And they're just like, well, this is the number. I'm like, well, we don't have it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not on here. You need to find, yeah. So then I'll say, well, just contact your card holder. I mean, if you can't find the right number, then just contact them. Yes,
okay, well, that's the number I had. I don't know.
I mean, you don't remember where you ordered it from? Like, how did you come through an ad? Do you remember how you ordered it?
I ordered it online.
Do you remember who it was
from?
Came
through an ad online.
Oh, okay. You don't know how to get back to it?
Well, I haven't tried, but I probably can. I can right now.
Well, you probably better go back to it then, because you need to get that. What you need to do is go back to it so you can click on those terms and get that 1-800 number, because that's going to be the number that you're going to need to call them.
Okay, well, I'll check and see, but I don't know why it's got all your information on it. That's
I know.
Flowing, because it's got your phone number on this package, because that's the number I just called.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. But, yeah, but if you can get back to it, just don't repurchase anything. Just scroll down, click on the terms, and then it's going to give you a customer service number, and then just call that number, and that should be able to help you with it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.